Blake and Diva in the morning. You thought it was a great date, but now you're getting blown off. Find out why with Blake and Diva. It's Blown Off on Coast 93.1.
Good morning, Tim.
Hey, what's up?
How are you? I love when we get to hear from our guy listeners who are getting, well, I don't love that you're getting blown off, but I love that you listen to our show and that you want to figure out what's going on.
Love you guys.
Aww.
Thank you. So let's get to work here, okay? Give us the background first.
Cool. Well, so Jessica, well, it's kind of a funny story, actually. So she works at the bank that I do a lot of business at, you know, for my work, and she's in there all the time, and she's, you know, she's hot. And kinda, I mean, well, you know, why else would I be, you know, asking her out, right? I mean, she's cute. And anyway, I stumbled on her profile on Match, and I was going like, yeah. So I reached out, and we started messaging back and forth a little bit. We met for some drinks and had a great date. We grabbed some dinner. She told me she loves dogs. I said, I have a dog. She wanted to see it. We went over to my place.
Wow.
Anyway, I'm just going to leave it at that.
Gentlemen.
Okay.
Anyway, so we texted a few times since then. And I, you know, everything seemed on track. And I thought it was going great. But, man, all of a sudden, like, bam, total ghost. She went dark on me. And I have a incurable rash on my face or something. I don't know.
Uh-oh. Do you?
Yeah.
No.
Just checking.
God, no. But I don't know what's going on. I'm just kind of baffled and kind of like flabbergasted, actually.
Have you been back to the bank?
Well, no, because I don't. Now it's kind of awkward, don't you think?
Right. Yeah.
So.
Well, the good news is, you know, we did get a hold of Jessica.
Cool.
So, let me add her into the call. Jessica.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Jessica.
Hi, Tim.
You heard Tim's description?
Yeah, I mean, he's right. We had a good time on the date, but then, you know, we hit it off. But then basically he came into my work and announced that we slept together.
What?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
I didn't say anything like that.
Yeah. No, it was the scarf thing when I left the scarf at his house, and then he decides to drop it off at my work and tell my coworker that I left it at his house, and she said he had this, like, big, goofy smile on his face, and I'm just like, what are you thinking?
Oh.
I just wanted to get it back. Wanted to get it back to you. I was just trying to be nice. I didn't say anything about what happened.
Okay, but it was clear what happened. And, like, I'm sorry, but that's my workplace. Like, I try to be professional. I keep my private life private. Those people don't need to know my business. And it's now all anyone at work is talking about, the cute guy that I slept with. I'm like, super embarrassed. And honestly, if it gets to my bosses, I could get in trouble because you're a client. So, like, you should have texted me that
right.
It's bad.
Right. I didn't even think about that. Right.
Jessica,
like,
I didn't announce that you slept over. I just said you left it at my house. You just could have had dinner.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. I
kind of crossing a line. I understand.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah. I would have put it in a, if you had to do that, put it in a bag. It was there.
Or just text me and say, hey, you left your scarf and we figure it out.
Well, and here's the thing.
Like, to someone's work, that's not really okay with me.
Okay. Well, I didn't mean to cross the line. I just.
I mean, Tim, if you think of, you know, reverse the roles for a second, you know, at your, let's say, I don't know what you do for work, but let's say at your office, right, there are a bunch of guys and they all kind of talk about their own stuff, right? And, you know, if you're going on a date or you met this gal or whatever, and then all of a sudden some woman comes in and drops off, you know, a jacket of yours or something, like all your buddies would be saying what to you? Like, oh, nice job, Tim, well, right?
Yeah, but, you know, that's because dudes are dudes. They're gonna like, give another guy a bunch of crap no matter what. They'd say the same thing if my mom brought my jacket in. You know?
Just in a different way, I hope.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Jessica, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean for that to happen like that. I was just trying to be nice. I didn't think.
You didn't. Well, Tim, you didn't really think it through.
I didn't. No, I didn't. Right. I'm sorry.
Sounds like there was no malice.
Yeah, well, not on my part. It's anyway, still an, no, I'm it's, sorry. But it is still an issue that I'm dealing with.
Right.
So, I mean, I appreciate the apology. I get what happened.
Right.
But it's still kind of problematic. It just crossed the line for me. That's kind of what it is.
You know, we don't want to put the pressure on, like, you need to answer right now,
right.
You know. It sounds like an innocent mistake to me. So maybe think about it, Jessica. I think it might be worth another date.
Listen, we had a good time, and I do appreciate it. It really does genuinely sound like you're sorry about it. So I will consider it.
All right. Well, Tim, thanks for getting a hold of us, and you do sound like a good guy.
I try to be.
And Jessica, thanks for agreeing to come on, okay?
I would say anytime, but I won't say that.
Let's not do this again. Okay. Okay, thanks, guys. Have a good morning. Good luck. Shoot us a message and follow up if you end up on another date, all right?
Okay.
Thanks.
And if you're getting blown off, go to coast931.com. There's a little form you fill out on there. Maybe we will get you on the show.